Bro.
Yo.
I think I need something to help me stay on task because I keep getting distracted during these intros.
Do you need some cognitive enhancements?
I might. I just might. This is our third time on this intro.
That's right. Well, this is episode 96. We're talking about cognitive enhancers and nootropics, which we've talked about nootropics before.
Yep.
But as we round out to episode 100 and getting to the end of the year, I just wanted to cover what products we actually started using.
Yeah.
And kept using.
Yeah, what are your vices, bro?
No, that's right.
Not vices. Tools.
Tools.
Tools in the toolbox.
Enhancers. So yeah, this episode's about cognitive enhancers and nootropics, but mostly about what new tools we got in the toolbox.
I dig it, bro.
Let's dig in.
Jump in. Dive in.
Dig, dive.
What jump. Is it? Dodgeball. Duck, dive, dip, dodge.
Haven't watched that in so long.
I'm Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is the Focus Cast.
Where we help you reduce distractions.
Increase focus.
So you can live a life with
intentions.
We want you to.
I do.
All right, so very simple. What are cognitive enhancers?
Okay, cognitive enhancers, also known as smart drugs. They're substances that are sometimes prescribed by healthcare professionals to treat medical conditions that affect cognition.
Yeah, so I know nootropics is like the cool kid on the scene, but cognitive enhancements
have been around for a while.
Long time. So think Adderall, think Ritalin.
Yeah.
You know, some of these drugs to help alter our cognitive state for an increase in performance.
So. Basically, they took meth, added a couple extra carbon atoms, and then the pharmaceutical industry, and then gave it to people, and they're like, here, it's not meth. Instead, it's methylphenidate. Phenidate.
Yeah, that.
Instead of phenamines. So anyway, one example would be like modafinil.
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 Yeah, originally developed to treat narcolepsy, is sometimes used off-label to enhance wakefulness and cognitive performance.
Yeah, so Adderall, Ritalin, and I've never even heard of this one.
Yeah.
So we weren't really a go-to-the-doctor kind of family.
No.
Unless something was broken.
Yeah.
So we never ended up on any of these things.
Nope.
So what about nootropics? What's the difference between...
So nootropics, often referred to as smart drugs, but the biggest difference in nootropics, most of them are... These are natural compounds.
It's a broader term.
Yeah.
It encompasses the natural and the chemical, the pharmaceutical ones. It's all of it.
It's all of it.
But when you go on Google and you search nootropics, typically a bunch of natural compounds come up.
That's kind of the big thing right now.
Yeah. It's hot on the scene. All this stuff that people have been doing for years, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
And it's like you take all this shit humans have been doing for thousands of years, put a fancy label on it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at marketing, today's mushroom coffee was the, you know, early 60s cigarette commercials.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Like, some of those ads from the 50s and 60s are just...
Like, this makes you cool.
Yeah.
You gotta do this.
Like, Crisco.
Crisco? You remember Crisco commercials?
I've been on a couple tangents, but if you go Google, like, 50s ads, it's some of the most comedic stuff that you'll ever see.
Yeah?
Like, you know, want your wife to be happy, get her a better vacuum. It's shit like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Different times, like, simpler time.
Yeah, having problems, you know, having sex with your wife, you know, smoke Marlboro, you know. I mean, just some funny shit, you know.
Man.
That was when, like, there was, like they learned how to manipulate us, and there were no rules.
Yeah, there weren't any regulations yet. Yeah. That's amazing.
So.
Did your pecker quit working? Smoke a pack of Marlboros.
That's right. Those are the good old times.
That's like, did cigarettes even give you cancer if they hadn't done the research yet?
Maybe not. That's true. I did see a report that fries fried in vegetable oils causes several days, if not a week, of inflammation, but a cigarette will cause inflammation in the body for like an hour or two.
Mm.
So. Anyway.
Yeah. So what's some examples of like a natural chemical, a natural compound?
One that the majority of human beings consume on a daily basis.
Caffeine.
That's right.
Yeah. Caffeine, I think it's just so normalized now, and everyone's so desensitized to it, they don't even think about that it is a drug.
It is a drug. And we did an episode on caffeine and how it's not that it makes you awake, it blocks your tired receptors.
Yeah, adenosine.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And, you know,
the body's like, I'm so tired. And then caffeine just comes and punches that like, dude nope. in the face.
He said, you know what? Hey, tired receptors, not today.
Yeah.
L-theanine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've taken L-theanine. Makes me have weird-ass dreams.
Really?
Yeah. So
one of the drinks that we got, didn't the Kava drink that we got had L-theanine in it?
Maybe.
True Kava, I think, or the second one I bought?
I think L-theanine helps calm. It's usually paired with caffeine and like, because green tea naturally has L-theanine and caffeine, but together they work pretty synergistically.
Nice.
Bacopa?
Bacopa. Yeah. That's an herbal nootropic thought to improve memory and cognitive function. I haven't tried that. Which is on the list.
Yeah, I mean, we're just throwing out a couple. I mean, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
You know, I had not heard of some of these. Some of them I know about. I know about ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, that one, I feel like.
That's been around the block.
Our mom had that in the herb cabinet.
Yeah. And then paracetam. I've never even heard of that. But apparently it's one of the older OG nootropics.
Yeah.
So anyway, take your pick. Maybe some help. Ashwagandha, I know some people take that.
Yeah.
What is it? Tyrosine, L-tyrosine. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And everyone's body's different.
Yeah.
So don't let someone on the internet tell you that you have to take something.
This is the only
one. Or that this is the only one. You just have to kind of think about what are you actually planning on using it for? What's the goal?
Yeah.
And what works for you?
Well, I mean, you know, trying a organic compound is better than like trying, you know.
Crystal meth.
So. Yeah, you're not going to do much harm trying different organic compounds to see if it helps you.
What's the one students take like when they're doing exams? Oh, it is Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never taken it, but I've heard like people clean their whole house.
Oh,
they'll take an Adderall and like they'll clean the house for 3 hours straight.
Yeah,
shit like that. Start painting the walls.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds like meth. Not that I've done that, but that's what I imagine is like you just start going.
Yeah.
So anyway, what about us, bro? What do you use?
So, you know, we've done a couple of reviews on these, and some of these have become household staples for me. One of those is Everyday Dose, and that's mushroom coffee.
Yeah, the mushroom coffee, it's legit.
I mean, I can tell when I don't drink it and I do drink it. Yeah. I can tell when I just drink plain coffee. You would probably call us coffee snobs considering we get our beans roasted from a friend. We use a French press. We grind it every week.
Yeah.
And so I use 2 scoops of that and then a scoop of Everyday Dose, which is mushroom coffee with lion's mane and chaga.
No wonder your brand's on fire, bro. Damn, son.
And it's like the perfect mix, and it's a really good cup of coffee.
Hey, you're not throwing the Folgers in the moldy plastic 30-year-old coffee maker?
I guess I would be a coffee snob now because I'm perfectly comfortable not drinking. Fortunately, I used to drink 6 cups of coffee a day. I drink like usually one before 7 a.m. now, and that's pretty much it. So I don't, if I miss coffee, I don't get headaches anymore. Like I don't have to have caffeine. But if I can't get good coffee, I just don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Folgers in the plastic is not coffee. That's fucking dog shit.
That's not.
I wouldn't even feed that to a dog I hated.
Yeah. It's like the hotel coffee machine. And I've traveled for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I never drink hotel coffee except for like 3 times where I was like I was in such a fucking hurry.
Yeah.
But I swear you can just taste the mold inside. They don't wash that shit.
No.
You know, at the Holiday Inn Express that they're understaffed the in like Mississippi, they're not washing the coffee pots, the machines.
No.
They're nasty.
Nasty.
It just tastes like burnt, like boiled peanut water.
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross. I can't even drink coffee, even if it's good coffee in a brand or a very clean, right out of the dishwasher drip. I can't even drink coffee out of a drip because for some reason like the it makes it more oily or something, and it's just I can't unless it's French press, AeroPress or drip.
I mean, I'm with you.
I'm just not gonna drink it then.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna drink coffee every day,
yeah,
might as well
be the best version of that cup of coffee. I mean, if I can start my day with the best version of coffee that I've ever had in my life, that's a good life.
That's a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great way to start the day.
not I'm ripping on people who are in different situations, but, you know, some people have to drink the Folgers.
Yeah.
That's just what they have access to.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine.
Yeah. All right, that's Everyday Dose.
Yeah, that was only one bullet.
Next is Better Brand. So Better Brand is something that Instagram got me on this, and it's the Instagram ad where they showed this mucus, and it was for better lungs. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it was like, oh, this is so gross. That was the ad. It's like, if you take this stuff, it'll clear out your lungs. Well, it didn't do that for me. I didn't cough up mucus, but... every year around Christmas, every time I got a cold, a cough would hang for like a month or two, and then I could feel it after 7 to 9 days, the congestion start to break up. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that feels like I'm going to die of pneumonia when I'm 60 if my lungs can't handle a cold now.
Yeah, if they take that long to...
Yeah, to decongest the mucus. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll try this. Well, I think I've taken it consistently now for a year and a half. Oh, I don't know, maybe a year. But I've got COVID a couple times and a couple colds, and my lungs, like 2 days after the sickness, broke up, coughed it up.
Very nice.
And I didn't have that 2 week cough, like immediate change. It's just an herbal supplement. And then they have the same brand has what's called Better Mushrooms.
You even know what's in it?
No. I probably should have brought a bottle, but it's a Better Brand and Better. Better Brand is the company. Better Lungs is the product. Mm. So it worked for me. I don't know what's in it.
Better Lungs.
Instagram got me.
You're like, I didn't look at what was in there. I just take it.
I saw the ad and I was like, sure, I'll try that. And I did. And it worked. So anyway.
Yeah. Athletic Greens.
Yeah, that's the other one. We did a review on Athletic Greens, and it's another product that I absolutely love.
It's like if you're trying to crush out a lot of work, it's nice for around like 2 o'clock.
Yes.
When you're like really starting to get worn out.
Yeah. And if you just don't like it's, you know, if you don't want to take 80 vitamins, you know,
that too,
it has a lot of compounds in it from all, you know, and it's Huberman Labs had it as one of their main products for a long time. So like it's obviously well known, very trusted. And I can, you know, now we've taken that for a year and I mix. So our kids have always taken, gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it's a herbal supplement. But so I mix my Athletic Greens and this other powder herbal supplement, and then we have some mineral compound, and I mix all that up with some ice, and I put a little cherry juice, organic cherry juice, or organic pineapple juice.
Oh wow!
Shake that shit up,
boom!
And it's so refreshing. That's typically what I'll do for breakfast, like, and you know, I'll drink my coffee early.
And then you have that for breakfast.
And then I'll have that before I head out.
Nice.
And if some mornings when I'm just like, you know what, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And I have those mornings.
Yeah.
And I eat a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I think everyone has that kind of morning at some point.
And I love it. It tastes so great. But the difference in how I feel after a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit and
versus your Athletic Greens mineral powder.
It's mineral water. it's a big deal. But anyway, that's a staple. I hope that we are always able to afford, because it's like $60 a month, so it's pretty pricey. But I hope we can always use that product because I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great product.
Yeah. Another thing, I mean, for mountain biking, we do it like, especially in the summertime, electrolytes. I don't know. It's not really a nootropic, but it's definitely something we use.
Yeah.
I mean, it does help you focus because when you don't drink electrolytes after a long ride and it's 95 degrees out, I can't.
It's really hard.
It's like I'm shutting down.
Yeah.
So.
What's the brand, the most recent brand? Do you remember the name of it? Because we went through a couple of electrolytes that were terrible.
Well, element.
Yeah.
Except it has stevia.
Yeah.
So give it, you know, take it or leave it with that.
Right.
But it's super basic. It's just like salt, potassium, the other one I can't think of, and then stevia.
Yeah.
And then like citric acid for flavors.
Well, maybe we should do a product review on the one that my wife does. She does a monthly subscription, and it's pre-workout, and then she got an electrolyte mix, and it's pretty, it didn't have all the stupid sugar in it.
Yeah.
What's the brand that I was using that we had for a while that we used to get at Costco?
Liquid IV. That has a lot of, that is not a ton. I think it's like, what, 7 grams per stick?
It's not bad, but it's just not, I don't know, it's just too sweet.
Yeah, like if it was like 3 grams of sugar, I think would be perfect.
Yeah. If you're riding, like I always like to put it in one of my water bottles and like that, and it's just like you just taste it and you're just like, this isn't right.
Peak tea.
Yeah, we did a review on peak tea. Crystallized.
Yeah, peak tea is pretty bougie because it's tea crystals. So it's like they make sure they batch test everything. So they make the tea and then test it and then do the crystals. So then you just put it in water. So you don't have to worry about like heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, all that stuff.
Yeah, that shit.
It's a little more expensive, but
I think we said it was like $1.80 a glass.
Per serving, yeah.
Yeah, something like
It's cheaper than going out, I guess.
Yeah.
So what's the cheapest thing you can even get like at a Starbucks right now?
A cup of coffee is like $2.40.
I remember when it was like $1.80.
Yeah.
For an Americano tall.
Yeah.
That's what I used to get. $1.80.
I bet coffee was, I bet back in the day.
Get you a cup of coffee for a nickel?
Yeah. Anyway, we're off the nootropics, but just thinking about some products that we use to kind of impact overall health, the Berkey water filters, all over that.
Yeah.
Been using Berkey water filters all year, I think for 2 years now.
Yeah, it's fluoride.
Yeah.
Yeah, fluoride is not, I mean, you know, there's a lot of conspiracies around fluoride. Think whatever you want. I'm not drinking it personally. That's me. I don't want shit in the water.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. I don't want them putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay. Alex Jones.
Famous for that.
But anyway, yeah. And Berkey's a good system. You know, they're good filters and...
Well, they last like...
They're supposed to.
The Brita's like, you have to change it like every 2 months if you drink a lot of water.
Yeah, and they're just not
They're expensive.
Yeah.
Berkey water filters like last a year or two. All right, so before we roll out here, bro, I want you to share your morning breakfast, liquid breakfast that you do. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. All right, so... I typically drink tea, yerba mate, or green tea, and I might throw some other shit in there for fun, maybe some like mints, maybe some holy basil.
Oh, that's a party.
Some Tulsi.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Tulsi?
Tulsi and holy basil are the same. You know, things like that. Maybe I'll even throw in some chamomile, so I've got the caffeine and the chamomile to keep me chill.
Focused.
As fuck.
Yeah.
And,
What about your coffee blend? We always do this when we mountain bike now and we camp. This is our breakfast. So coffee.
For the tea.
Yeah.
And I put some salt in there.
Yeah, a little bit of salt.
Not a ton. It's not salt water.
And we're not talking table salt.
Celtic salt.
We're talking Celtic salt.
Or sea salt.
Yeah.
Not the bullshit Morton's.
Super refined.
Yeah. You know, extra iodine added. So.
Straight to the wall hearts. Yeah. Heart walls.
And then... honey and coconut oil.
Yeah.
Boom. Now for coffee, I like butter. Yeah.
So. Everyone thinks we're weird, and you got me on that, but I absolutely love it now. But instead of having breakfast, coffee, everyday dose, which is the mushroom blend.
Yeah.
Butter, honey. A little bit of salt, and honey for the sweetness.
Yeah. I think it's fucking delicious. I like butter in coffee.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, rah, rah, rah. Just try it. I mean, fuck. It's kind of like the inverse of heavy cream. It's like heavy cream has a lot of fat in it.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, milk content. Well, butter still has milk content.
Yeah.
It's not all fat.
Right.
Because when you make clarified butter, you're like cooking off the liquid, so then you just have pure fat.
Mm.
So the actual butter itself does have some milk content still.
Nice.
It's not pure 100% fat. So it goes in the coffee. You know, it's like creamer, but
not that buttery
like
flavor.
Hardcore creamer.
Yeah. And when we camp and we're going mountain biking, it's perfect because when you drink it about 30 seconds after you consume it,
you take a dump.
You got to take a dump.
Yeah.
So you got to get that pre-dump ride out.
You got to.
And then it's filling.
Yeah.
Like fills you up.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have this heavy, like we went and rode. We made some sandwiches. We usually ride in the morning. We rode after lunch one day. This was a couple weeks ago. And we made a sandwich, ate a sandwich. And I was out on the trail. And that sandwich turned into a fucking brick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was miserable.
I don't like mountain biking if after you eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically on a mostly empty stomach is when you get the best results.
Yeah. So this is like the perfect breakfast.
This is my breakfast. I don't need breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, for years, I ate breakfast.
Yeah.
But since I know how to cook, you know, I spend all this time making amazing, you know, potato hashes with amazing sauces. And
you don't want to wake up and do the same thing.
Eggs on top. It's just too much fucking time, honestly.
Yeah. So you do
and
all
it's
that
too
for
much.
Dinner.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much food.
And I don't need that much food.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing a 30-mile hike, eat breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a roofer
yeah.
and you're hauling around bags of shingles all day, you probably want breakfast.
Yeah.
But for me, unless I'm doing something crazy,
yeah,
I'm not typically eating breakfast. If I knew I was going to be hiking, you know, 15 miles a day for like 5 days straight, you're going to be so fucking hungry.
You're going to eat every time you're not hiking.
From burning calories. Yeah, you're going to be, you're either going to be hiking or eating.
Yeah.
So it's your body. Do whatever feels right.
Yeah.
But if I'm editing videos, I don't need biscuits and gravy.
Sitting in the tummy.
So anyway.
All right. So last but not least, this one, everyone, this is like probably the most marketed brand, especially since Joe Rogan got behind it, but Alpha Brain.
I've never taken it.
I haven't either. I've put it in my cart and almost bought it a lot of times, but it's like I think it's like $60 a month. It's another one of those. So it's like $150 when you buy a 3-pack.
I think the government's just going to put us on a subscription, monthly subscription to breathe air at some point. Everything is a subscription now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like our toilets.
They're talking about carbon taxing based on different things. So I'm sure carbon tax based on our weight.
At that point.
And size.
At some point, I think everyone just kind of stops doing it all.
It's good old-fashioned coup.
Not even a coup. I'm just saying like.
Good old-fashioned sit down. What's it called? Where you just sit in one area.
I don't know what that's
the people
called.
In the street.
Was that a form of protest?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
The climate people sitting in the street?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying we stop listening to politicians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A shun. There we go. A good old-fashioned shun.
We shun them?
We shun them.
Excommunicate
them. And they're like, hey, you're supposed to? And you're like, do you hear anything?
I'm good.
You hear anything? Is that,
yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, that's a whole nother deal.
Yeah. Ketones.
Yeah, Alpha Brain. I've never tried it. They have shitloads of reviews on Amazon.
Oh my gosh. They've done a great job marketing. I want to try it. I'm going to try it. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, and you know, it's like everything else. These are supposed to be kind of tools to use.
Yeah.
I don't want to rely on anything to feel normal, except I do drink my tea every morning.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have it,
you wouldn't feel normal.
I wouldn't feel normal. I don't want to rely on too many things to feel normal.
Like one or two things.
One or two is fine.
Yeah. A base everywhere you go and your tea.
Base. Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
That's all I need.
Shit, man. I think that's it. That's all I got.
Sweet. You don't have anything else you want to try?
The Ketone IQ.
I've never heard of that one.
I think that's what it's called. I'm going to stall for the 3 seconds, but this is an Instagram got me, but they've been, the brand is HVMN and the product is.
Sounds like a virus. What is it? H1N1, HVNM?
It kind of does, doesn't it? I want to say it out loud. Oh yeah. Ketone IQ. So This is, Instagram's been hitting me with this one for like 4 months now. Mm-hmm. And it's a drink. And, you know, the guy who tells me I should buy it, you know, is beautiful and he looks great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So anyway, it's just another thing. So we'll do a review on it after I try it for a month.
Another thing.
And actually learn about it. It's funny, I buy this shit and I have no clue what it is.
And I'm like, hey, bro, what's in that lung stuff? And you're like, I don't know. For all I know, it's poison, death, and food coloring.
I'm a advertiser's dream, apparently. Because I don't buy immediately, but after like 3 months.
Yeah, then you buy it. You like it, you buy it for life.
Yeah, so.
Hey, lifelong customer here.
But out of the 20 million ads that I consume a year,
yeah,
I've incorporated
four things in
four
your
things.
Life. It's true.
Athletic Greens and Everyday Dose, so two.
Yeah.
Sweet. And bro. Toyotas. I'll never buy anything other than a Toyota.
Yeah, until they turn to shit. When they get too big.
If that happens, it's over.
You just buy an older one.
Fuck it.
I buy a 2000, you buy a 98 Land Cruiser.
Yeah. You're set for life.
That's it.
Yeah.
Never dies.
I do want to, for the sake of tracking my sleep, I want to try one of those sleep trackers.
What do? Strap it to your face?
They have the ring. They have the watch.
Yeah.
They have something you can just lay on the bed.
If we're talking about products that we actually use, I take magnesium almost every night.
Yeah, we have a big old bucket of magnesium.
Magnesium 3-in-8 specifically.
Boom.
Because there's multiple kinds.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. Helps my muscles relax.
Mm.
You know, drink my chamomile tea.
Damn.
Play some guitar.
Boom.
Nothing puts you to sleep like playing some guitar before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's the nootropic right there.
Nothing puts me to sleep. Like when you play guitar.
like when I play myself to sleep.
All right.
Sweet. Well, let us know what drugs you take.
Yeah.
What drugs are you reliant? What are your vices?
Let's roll.